We are learning Maseches Babasra Daf Kuf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We are starting in the middle of Kuf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The first word or line is Achas V'Shnei Aviram right after that. Amar Rav, Lo Yishanu, this whole din, that if you leave two lines, that it's possible, is only Elabein Edim L'Ksav. It's only if you leave the space between the Edim and the Ksav, and the text. Why? Because here we're worried you might add a line in, and then you have Edim afterwards. When the Beis Din has a shtar come in front of them, there's text, there's Edim right under that, and there's only one line in between, it's fine, it's kosher. Then they write a sharta on the bottom, which means that when they make it mekuyim, they write down on the bottom that most of we sat in the Beis Din and two Edim came and said that that's their signature. So it's mekuyim, they write a kiyim on the bottom. So you can leave space between the Edim and the kiyim as much as you want. Even as much space as you want, you can leave. Even more than two lines, leave five lines in between, no problem. Between Edim and the text, we say you can't leave space. Why? Because you might add in extra words, extra tanoim, extra conditions right there, extra things on those lines, and you have Edim, right? So when Edim la'asharta nami, here also, you might add on more text between the Edim and the Kiyum, and you have Edim. You have here Asharta. Are you going to tell me, but the Ziv is written after the Chasimus? But no, since there's a Asharta here, which Beis Din signed it, it looks like Edim checked this out and chapped that the Edim knew about what's written afterwards. That's the way some learn the Gemara, that they're blaming on Rabbeinu Gershom. That the way it is that the Morris Kasha is that even if I write after the Edim, but before the Asharta, there should be a problem because the Asharta is saying that we certify that the Edim knew about this, that the Edim knew about this extra addendum on top after the Shtar. They knew about that, and we're signing on that. So now that you have this Asharta, why aren't you worried? You might fill up the line. The Rishash is a little different. I'll read the Lashon Rishash. The Rishash says, the Kan HaKavona, means the word Chasim Edim has to change. Like this. Ma'ishtom ben Edim, that there if you write, and the Edim are there, the Chasim Esadi, the Edim are there, you'll be believed. Ben Edim La'ashar, Tanam Ezaif, the Kosov Ma'ad the Boyi, and Zokter Rishash, Umachtim Sadi. He changes the Girsa. The Gemara, and Zokter Rashbam, the Kan HaKavona, the Ezaif Gamke Chasim Esadim, Mikaim Ma'ashar. He says, you'll have the Ashar on the bottom. I'll add in the middle there, Ksav and new Edim, forged Edim. I Yakim Koma Kuyim, yeah, I have a Kiyim ready, built in, a built in Kiyim. So I'm going to add on more stuff.
Do you have two sets of Edim on the
share? Yeah, and maybe top off if you want, even better. Top off, you just have a second half, and you have here Ksav and Edim, huh?
You can't cut the top, but you're going to have the
Shartha. No, the Shartha's on the bottom. You have space in between. You write a new star in between the Ashartha. You write it down. You write, fill up that space with a whole new thing. You owe me $1 million. Finish. You write whatever you want. Yeah, and you're forged. And you have Ashartha. So you do have a problem here. So what's going on here? That's the way Rishash learned. We spoke at two pshatim, had to learn the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rishash. So the Gemara, the Metaitle, that you made that space. The only time Taka is kosher, if you leave five lines open, is dafka if you color in that space with ink. You color it in with ink, plain ink. Metaitle means like you make it dirty. You make it dirty with ink. Zok the Gemara, Amri. So Mara says metaitle. Yachi ben edim l'shtar non metaitle. So why don't you do the same thing? Why you say if there's two lines open, the shtar is automatically disqualified? Let them just be metayitle, and then what are you worried about? You're not going to write on it. It's make it dirty with the ink. Amri, sahadi, atyutu dechsimi. If that comes in front of you, you're worried that the Edim signed that lichluch, that ink on top of here is correct. If you have text, then you have two lines of ink. Then you have a signature. We're worried the signature is saying is that ink is not, there's nothing there. That's what he's saying. The Edim is saying is, where that ink was, there was nothing ever there. That's all he's saying. But there's no raya, then they're saying is the rest of the star. Like Rashbam says, At yuta chesem, yuloya ikrish shal star. K'dimi megitin, chashidin shem hashil shom, shkosm star chosmu. Yuloya ikrish shal star. Maybe you didn't sign ikrish shal star. Hakanami, kach meidim, mefaneinu atayet b'dioi. We saw this getting smeared with ink. So that's all it is. That's all it is. Don't think something was erased over here. The Edom is saying that. So you don't have Edom. If you did that, you don't have Edom on the star. So you can't have. You can't color it in. That so Amara says. Okay, so Vasharta also. But Edom Vasharta Nami. Amrina Beidina Tutu Odes Chesimi. Say also the maybe the Bezdin is only certifying that lichluch, that ink smear. So like tomorrow, no. Beidina Tutu Odes Chesimi. Bezdin doesn't make a Moshe Bezdin on Tutu. That's not what they do. Break the Gemara. I still have a problem. But Leichas Dama Gil Gaius Leil Elo. Maybe they'll cut the top off. Umachuk leilat yuta. You'll erase the ink. The kasam adabai umachdim sadi. You'll write what you want. And here's Klal Gersa so machdim sadi. You'll make forged edim, and you have a kiyum on that. So what's going on? You leave five lines open, and even when you color it in, you're making big problems. Why? The guy will cut off the top of the star, be left with five dirty lines, nothing there, just ink. With a kiyum on the bottom, he writes on that tiyuta. He erases that tiyuta, erases the ink, writes a star with edim, and you have a sharta. So v'leichus dama guys leilo mechala tiyuta because by the boy machem sadi son says sadi v'amar Rav star bahu ve'edim v'amachak kosher. And Rav says that if you write a star with the text and the edim on the machak, the place that's erased, it's kosher. Because what are you worried about? The edim. And the ksav is all on the what's erased. So you see, the edim signed on something that was written on something that's erased. So it's kosher. So you can have a problem here. How do you allow his lines open with his tiyuta? There's still a chashash top off and erase that and write on that. Even though you can tell it's erased, but the edim and the text is on the erased. So ha'nicha, top of kufsam gomam beiz, lof kahana damas lof shmeir shmuel shaper. If you have that memra, that hu ve'edav al machak is kosher, like Shmuel said it, not Rav, so it's good. It's good, because Rav is the one who says this memra that by Bezdin you let leave space open, five lines open, and he doesn't hold it as Shmuel, who holds that hu ve'edav al machak kosher. So then it's good, because maybe he'll hold that if you write anything on a machak, it's possible. So then it's not shver. But El Rav Tavuemi, the Yaslam Shmei the Rav, he says over Shmei the Rav. The Rav says, if hu ve'edav al machak, it's kosher. So Ma'ikul Meima, how can you leave five lines open in a shtar, then even with tiyuta, even if it's smeared with ink, Lamaisi, you might top off, erase the ink, write the shtar with edim, and you have a built-in kim. Zog the Gemara, Kosova, Kol ki hay gavna im mekay moysim min hasharat shaboy el meedim shaboy. You write zok rav, I hold it's kosher. If you write hu ve'edav al machak, it's kosher. But you don't use the asharta. The asharta is not on the machak. You cannot use that asharta. You have to be mekayim the edim if such a star comes in front of you. Because talk a word about such a thing. So if you rav any time, like the response says, kol mekol star just by hempik v'hu ve'edav al machak. If it has a hempik, which means the bottom, and hu eidav al machak, lo yisabchin na hasharta. V'lo yidiskayim. El avak kars de eidim, haksu v'machak. You have to get a kiyim on the eidim amish. Therefore, v'hilkak, therefore the Rishpam gives you the halacha l'maisa. Hirchish neshitim es hasharta min eidim milmaila. Even if you went more than two lines or more away from the eidim, v'tayaitu, and you shmeir it with ink, kosher, it's kosher. V'samchin na hasharta. The lo yiksivu hu eidav al machak. You're not worried that they'll write him and his eidav amachak, the name of Kihai Gavna, Eim Mekayimim, or Bez Tut Lechasimi, Ela Ikka Shtar, Ikka Kosher Hashtar Hasharta. There's no problem here that you're going to say that here, since the text and the eidav are not on a machak, and we know chash that the Hasharta is on the Tiyuta, therefore it is kosher. So that's the end of Shittas Rav, who is Mechadish to us, that when you have space in between, when you have space in between the Hasharta and the eidav, there's no problem, even if it's more than two lines. Rabbi Yechonon says, we'll speak out soon if it's machoikas or not, but Rabbi Yechonon Omar, oh, it says something else, it's the opposite type of thing. Lo yishonu ela bein eidim l'ksav, ava bein eidim l'asharta, afil shita achas posol. He says that if you have, this whole din, that it's the opposite he's saying. This whole din that only one shita is kosher by edim and two shitim is possible. So only two shitim, if there's two empty lines, see the text in edim is possible, that's by edim. By a sharta, even one line is possible. Even one line is possible. And even though you make shmir with ink, even though you shmir with ink, because, whatever, Taisa speaks out, Rabbi Yechon holds that even if you metayit it, it's possible. If you smear with ink, it's possible. You know why? Because he holds, he argues on Rav, Taisa speaks out, that, and he holds that Bezdin signs onto you too also. That there's a chash, the Bezdin is signing on his Yuta. Therefore, it does not help smearing. Since you can't smear, so now he says, here it's worse. Even if it's one line open, there's a problem. What's the reason? Let's see the reason. Even one line is possible. What's the reason? Why is it different than Edim? Why is it different than between text and Edim? Why is it different? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. You'll cut the whole entire star off. You left only one line open between Edim and the Asharta. You'll cut the entire thing off. You're going to write in that one line the Edim and the text. That this whole din, the Einlam Edim, the reason why one line is open between text and Edim is kosher is because you can't learn from the last line. But Zok to Gemara, if you write a star all in one line, so then there's no din of Shita Achroina. Because here is no Chash of Ziyaf. There's no chash of ziyuf over here. You didn't like add anything. What was the whole reason we said ein levedim shita achrayna? The reason was because it's very hard for Edom to sign next to our text. So he said there's always going to be space in between. So the guy's going to add it whatever he wants. That was the reason why he can levedim shita achrayna. But if everything's in one line, there's no chash ziyuf ever. Chazal never made a takana, never enacted a takana that ein levedim shita achrayna when everything's in one line because there's no chash.
They're not first.
You're assigned here, you're open space, you have an open line, you're put in text with Edim. I'm not using the old Edim. Remember, I'm not using the old Edim. We have here a text, Edim, and Asharta. There's a line between the Edim and the Asharta. We have an empty line. We're going to put in a brand new idea. You're going to write, Ruvain owes Shimon $1 million on Yoim Bey's Tav Shim Pei Bey's and signatures. Finished.
It's, everybody
will do that.
Any paper. What? Any
paper you can do that, right? But you can't get it Mekuyim because it's a forgery. You never need to pass it through Mekuyim. Here you have a key in built in. You have a Sharta key built in. That's the problem. You can do it every time. You're right. But here you have your Sharta built in. But that reminds me. I'll speak at maybe a kasha from four if we have time. But doing something every time. We'll get to that maybe soon. But you hear L'chayra, the Mar saying is that the reason why you can't leave any space between the Sharta because you might cut the entire star off. And leave open over here a one line, and you'll write star va'edav b'shita achas. That we always caution because no chash. There's no problem. Ain't lemeim shita achas the case. Straight to Gemara Kasha. That's true, and that's the reason why we're saying it's possible with one line. Yochem ben edav maksav nami. Maybe there also dilma gaiz leili loy because of my deboy v'chasim misadi, and you'll sign edim. Here also, why are you worried? That when you have Yochim and Edom Maksav Nami, Dilma Gai's Leilo, you cut the whole top off, and you write what you want in one line, because of Adabai, Bechasim Yisadi. So, Ksavar, Shtara Bahu B'Shita Achas, Ve'edo B'Shita Acheres, is possible. Bechasim Yisadi means the Edom are there already. It says, every time, why am I worried that I'll cut the, I have Edom here, which are Tak Gur Edom. Every time in one line, I have Tak Gur Edom, I'll cut the whole star off. And that one line between text and Edom, I'll write whatever I want. And I have Edom ready. So Mara says, Poshut. There you have Halacha. That the Kesav Ashtar Abba, who's Shidach, who's Shidach, is possible. Why? Because Ein Lemedim, Shidach Reina. That's the Halacha. And that, there's a case we do have this din, the Ein Lemedim, Shidach Reina. For Freik Demara, by Slav Akasha, even by the regular classic Edom with one space in between says kosher. So you can't put in text over there because ain't lemeim shidacharina. Because if huva shidachas, if shidacharas is possible. But maybe v'leichas dim v'kosav huva edav shidachas. Maybe you'll write a new thing in that line with Edom, which makes now that it's not shidacharina anymore. And I is Edom under it. Va'omar no l'rabbis be'edim hudavdi. I'm just trying to add on to Edom. And you don't even have to be Mekayim that forged Edom because the ones under it is you'll be able to Mekayim. Like the Rashbam speaks out that half Dirim Asma Dilma says the guy is Leili Loi because of Adavoy v'Chasim Esadi and you have Edom v'Halchi Parach v'Nechas Dilma Hacholok choice ben Shtar LeEdom Zayif Ba v'Chotok by the Shtar Memaylo and you write whatever you want that Shtar And he also saw an Edom. And Nimsa, Shtar Huba, Va'edim Shtachas is kosher. And Edom Shlamata, that's Hisafa. And you'll Mekayim those Edom, you're Gevaldik. So the Gemara, Kusovar, Kol Ki Ay Gavna, Edom Shtar comes in front of you like that. Eim Mekayim Oisim in Edom Shlamata, Edom Shlamata. You'll have to get a Kiyim on that line. And those are fours, it won't work out. You'll have to get a Kiyim on that line. What? Posh Da Havmina. The Edom are real Edom, those Edom.
Second
Edom, real Edom, right?
We don't kasher an Edom ksav in second Edom.
Only if there's no Edom with the ksav. Only if there's no Edom with the ksav. But no, so the Morris kasher is put Edom there. So now you'll make Edom mishitach, you know, and you have a kiyum on the second Edom. Who cares the first Edom? My answer is the more tarets, your tarets. Yeah, a lot of you. Yes, there's blood also. If you have to, all you have to do is count two Edom. That's enough. You don't have to become. We have before even the first Edom could be Karma Apostle in that case, we have before, to fill up lines. So the Gemara, no, when you have such a case with a text and the Edom on one line, and line under it, we chayush that, then we only Mekayim, do we have to Mekayim the first one? Sa'at Ka'an, this Gemara. I just want to go back and speak out in Gemara before. The Gemara before in Rav, that said that you're allowed to have as much space as you want, so the Gemara there says, Akasha. The Gemara says that if you leave this Tiyuta, why are we worried that you're going to write Madaboyi and you'll machtim sadi on that, and I have a built-in asharta. So Gemara says, so why don't you do that? So he says that every, why don't you do this? He says a kasha like this. What does it do with leaving a tiyuta? We had a kasha before. The Gemara, so I just want to remind you, the Gemara before says that when you have five lines open, you smear it, the thing, it's fine. I were worried you're going to cut off a tap and be machtim write text and edim, forged edim on this, and you have a built-in asharta. So that's Gemara's kasha. Frank Taisvis, and Rashbam learns this part of the Gemara's kasha, that every single shtar mekuyim, you could do this. You could do this every shtar mekuyim, even without any space in between. What are you going to do? You have a regular shtar with asharta touching the edim. I'll just erase the whole tap, write new things and with Edom on top of it, and it's good. Because Edom and text on Mechak is good, the Gemara said before. So have his kasha every time. That's Tosis kasha. Tosis Tema's Honicha. It's his kasha. Dlidei Minicha. Imkin Kol Shtar Mekuyim Yimchkenu. The Yeshlomi, that's not so schwer that the Kivin Shoye Kosha Metchila, if something is written letters before, it's much harder to erase it. If you have just smeared ink, then you can erase it and write over it. But other words, much harder to erase it. That's Tosis Terence. The Rabbeinu Yonah says another tarot. He says that when I have a real star, I want to keep it just in case my forgery doesn't work out. So if I cut it off and I still keep my good star, I just have the ink smear with the asharta, so I'll take the chance because I still have my star, I get a mekuyim again. But if I erase the whole entire star, I don't want to take a chance, I kill my whole star, that's why I won't do that. There's no chash to do that by a regular case. So again, that's our Gemara. We had a Rav and a Rabbi Yechanan. Rav says that by asharta, you're allowed to have as much lines as you want, as long as you smear it with ink. Rabbi Yechanan says it doesn't help smearing the ink because they were worried, like Tosha says, that the bezin signing on the ink. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says it's even worse. You can't leave one line open because you can't make ink then. You can't leave one line open because it might write an entire star on one line.